Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this is the first in many, many, many steps. Kind of take us through the process. What happens after this?
Well, what happens after this is the A's do a victory lap, and so does Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. She called the vote historic earlier today when I spoke with her. She said this was a milestone towards the building of not only a ballpark in the port area, but also some 3,000 to 4,000 units of housing, a 400-room hotel, and an entertainment center. So the next step is, how do you take this sort of idea and make it into a reality? And that is where the A's have to come in. In the coming months, what they have to do is come up with a concrete plan for what's going to go where, how tall it's going to be, exactly how it's going to be configured, and how it's going to be paid for. It's supposedly a privately financed deal, but there's also talk of using some public, state, federal infrastructure money on this. How much is that going to be? That has yet to be determined. So this is it's a start, it's a first step, but it is a long way to the finish line. And interestingly enough, however, the mayor was talking about this being a four-year process. The A's are talking about it more being like a one-year process. They'd like the green light finalized by the end of the year, and I'm not sure that then that's going to be a real challenge to me.
Yeah, that's a big difference right there. Were you surprised that the commissioners voted unanimously?
No, Jeff, I wasn't. There were a lot of concerns voiced by the shipping industry, saying that everything from the lights of the ballpark would blind the bar pilots as they bring those massive freighters into the terminal to be unloaded. There were objections by the very powerful Longshoremen's Union, who said that this was going to greatly reduce the future of the port as a viable. The truckers and the shippers, they were upset, saying that this is going to create traffic gridlock. We're already seeing it in other parts of the Bay Area, and that would result in people deciding to ship, let's say, to Tacoma, Washington, Seattle, or Long Beach, use other ports. So on the other hand, though, the mayor and the mayor appoints the port commission. That's her commission. And although they have tenured times, I said going into this, they were going to vote for it for no other reason that they didn't have a reason not to vote for it. Like I said, it's a first step. It's going to have to be finalized by the Bay Area Development and Conservation Group, which is the State Lands Commission, BCDC. All these other groups are going to have to take a look at this, and also the finances. So Dave Cobble, as I talked to him, I congratulated him, A's president. He was out there with a rally with the sports fans. He knows he's got his work cut out for him because there's a lot of unanswered questions. And also for a project of this magnitude, let's be honest, unless everybody's behind it, it can get shaky down the line, especially if it has to go in front of the city council. And that's what this does, too. That's where it's not going to be, the hometown team all the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.